Hi, I'm Rebecca Monique, an ICF accredited coach and coach supervisor. These are my passing thoughts. Healing happens in phases. There's no set timeline. There's no definitive order. Sometimes it's noticeable leaps and bounds. Sometimes it's the quiet culmination of smaller inner victories. Awareness is the key to change. When we begin healing, both self-awareness and expanded awareness are critical. Realizing our healing goes beyond inner work and also includes our environment, so our physical space, people, community, systems. It's also the new ways we interact with and move through the world. You'll be amazed at what you notice when you start noticing. For some, it's both a blessing and a curse. Here are three things you'll become aware of as you begin to heal. Number one. You begin to access more positive emotions for longer and more often. By positive emotions, I mean the more welcomed ones, the ones that uplift and energize us, such as joy, delight, faith, courage. Remember, emotions are not good and bad, right or wrong, positive or negative, they just are. Number two, your interoceptive awareness expands. Trauma and deep emotional or psychological wounding disconnects us from our bodies. As we heal, we reconnect with ourselves. We'll notice subtle changes to our inner landscape and physiology, such as sensations, breath, voice, emotions, feelings, the activity and condition of various systems, so our immune system, our nervous system, digestive and musculoskeletal systems. As we tune into and understand the wisdom of our body, we become better resourced to meet our needs, address stuck survival responses, and restore balance. Number three, we become more curious about our behaviors, thoughts, and emotions. Without shaming ourselves, we're able to compassionately explore the origins, their function, and how they play out day to day. Our projections, unspoken yearnings, and unmet needs. Outdated survival responses, maladaptive behavioral patterns, unhealthy relationships. From a healed place, we can make wiser life choices. My question for you this week is, how would you finish this sentence stem? I knew I was healing when. Speak to you next week. Until then, be well.